Okay, earlier you said you had some fetishes.
Okay. I don't know. I said we can talk about everything. I like being in control.
You got the leather at the house?
No.
I can't be tied up. I'm too ticklish.
You are too damn soft. Now, you're supposed to be a lion. You a Leo.
Welcome to the Sunday Scoop. We are back at Heartbeat Studios. Thank you, Kevin Hart, for letting us shoot at the amazing venue. We appreciate you. And before we get started with the show, we just want to give a shout out to everyone on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook,
Instagram
that has been following us. We're super thankful that you've been following our show. We're at 1K now, growing, which is a big deal. 1K on YouTube, almost 10K on TikTok. TikTok, we're live right now, actually, so what's up? And yeah, we're growing. So we're just thank you for supporting the Sunday Scoop in this comedy podcast. We couldn't do it without you. Joining us today, I have my host,
co-host
Lonnie, a.k.a. the janitor of Chocolate Sundays. And we're joined also by Brandon Cromwell.
I'm tired.
Cormel.
Why
he tried
you
hard, too.
Because we had
a whole conversation about it the last show.
Brandon Cormel.
Yes, I don't know why.
Brandon.
What's your last name?
Washington.
Rich Washington.
Wilmington.
Brandon Cormel joining us.
What's your
I'm kidding. In the other show that we had, I told him that we forgot his last name. And it was.
No, not we.
We, for, yeah. we
I don't
forgot.
Know why he's saying we.
I've never
gotten your name wrong.
And last but not least, we have Precious Hall.
Hey.
What's up,
hey.
Precious?
Hey.
Hey, Precious.
Thank you. And before we get into it, I have your bio. This is written by one of our associates. So, you know, you let me know if it's a thumbs up, thumbs down, okay?
Oh, okay, cool,
If you fuck with it or if you don't.
Let's go.
All right. Precious Hall made her way from Dallas, Texas through Pine Bluff, Arkansas to Hollywood, California. Mm. You could find her on various Russell Simmons All Deaf digital videos as well as What Happened to Precious on iTunes and on These Hoes podcast.
Yes, on These Hoes.
That's
the name of the podcast.
I thought it was on.
It should be on These Hoes. Yeah. No.
On These Hoes.
On These Hoes podcast. And if you caught our Halloween shows last year, she was the one on stage with the blacked out head to toe bodysuit with the ponytail. Yeah. Precious Hall, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Hey. Oh, I'm going to clap for my.
You clap yourself.
No, thank you. I don't even watch me, so I hate listening to, you know. But you have to have a bio for people. It's like, yeah, that's true. Okay, I did that. That's all right. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. I was Kim K from the Met Gala last year, and it was so fun. Girl.
No, it was amazing.
We got to find a picture, and we'll clip that up.
Listen, I take Halloween very seriously, and very few people impress me with their costumes. Yours was incredible.
Thank you. That was my first time taking it seriously. I really don't care about Halloween. So I never do that, but I was like, I wanted to do something. So I was glad you said dress up.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing it again this year. You're doing the Halloween show this year.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
October 30th.
I don't know.
Oh, you're going to be on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was on it last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be back. Come through. Yeah. When is this going to show?
October 30th. Oh, when is this?
Right. Is this going to show before?
Probably right around there. It's in a couple weeks. Oh,
okay. Yeah, we could time it up. Maybe make this like a little Halloween theme.
Make sure you come through. It's going down. Halloween show. Yeah.
October 30th. Black Factory Hollywood.
What are you going to be this year?
For Halloween.
Oh, yeah, I just asked that.
Oh, I didn't hear the answer.
Figuring it out.
Are you going to pay attention?
My bad, I'm sorry.
You shouldn't tell us anyway. Show up and surprise us.
Right. Because you want to be something good. You don't want to be, because everybody going to throw on them little Fashion Nova outfits. You know, everybody my little
look. The sexy something. Sexy angel. Sexy nerd.
Yeah. What's the thing? Look. Jessica. You got to have something that's like.
Yes.
And people still know what it is.
Yeah.
I like the girls that really go for it and wear like something ugly. You know, they like really wear like a, if they're like, maybe like Missy.
Yeah.
Wasn't like there a Missy last year?
Yeah, there was. She was actually really cute though. Mm-hmm. She pulled it off cute. But I'm talking about the girls that go for it and they don't care about being sexy.
Those I like the celebrities really that do it and do all the makeup and the eyes and the, you
Would
know.
Would you be
like
mad if somebody showed up as Jeffrey Dahmer?
I was thinking about that though. You know what I'm saying? I really,
no, a lot of people are gonna do
crossed
that.
My mind.
Like, but it's so weird. I don't know. Like, it's,
you know,
it's,
I bet a lot of people are gonna do that.
I think so too.
Because I told somebody I should be Niecy Nash. Like, what is going on? It's stuck. Yeah. You yeah. threw the meat out the other day. It's still stank. What's that little boy name?
Somebody getting killed. Man, what's up?
Great couple's costume.
Yeah, you got Dahmer.
But you're not going to know why. No, like, but you're not going to know if I just come in.
You got to have a Dahmer with you. That's yeah. all yeah. I'm trying. With a you. Package of meat.
How old is that little boy? Like,
he's 25.
They didn't give a damn.
You know, got a dude 25.
How many episodes did you get through? All did you watch them. The? You watched the
rest? I don't know. Is it just me, though? Because I've been new about Jeffrey Dahmer. It's not new to me at all. I've been new about
it. Oh, yeah, you
him,
heard
so
about it.
It wasn't
back
like,
in the day.
Yeah, it wasn't like a, oh my God, what's going on? Like,
but it's still very good to watch. Yeah, it's interesting. Good. But yeah. I honestly have started people on it who done finished it. And I'm like around episode, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, four or five. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
too.
I'm not deep into it the way I should be. Have finished it by now, is my point.
Mm-hmm. I've only seen the first one.
You only watched
I don't watch, you know, I watch nothing though. So the fact that I even watched one episode, I don't even know why. I think it was on the plane or something.
That's weird.
But
you know my shows like that?
I don't watch anything.
What do you mean you don't watch any? You don't have TV?
I have TVs, but I don't. I watch comedy specials, and then I watch sports. And that's, I don't watch anything else.
So did you watch the fights this weekend, the boxing?
No, I watched football.
Oh, football. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. Right.
Anyway, I did know about Dahmer, but I think I mixed him up with Ted Bundy because I was surprised, because I was thinking Dahmer killed women. But
he was the
was
one
killing,
in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, Ted yep. Bundy yeah, killed women.
Yeah.
They were both serial killers, I think, in the 70s. But.
I didn't know Jeffrey Dahmer only killed men, because, you know, I was young.
I didn't know
we
that
We were young. I just knew he was barbecuing. I heard he was barbecuing.
Yeah, he was eating people. Like,
and
he
feeding
was
the folks.
Dipping
like,
them in teriyaki sauce.
He wasn't even trying to keep the stuff good in the refrigerator either. You see, like, the head just sitting there. Like, you could have wrapped it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to preserve meat
Zero
just in the
oil.
Refrigerator and cook it fast. Yeah. You can't just have a head.
In a bucket,
yeah, in a heart, in a lung, just sitting in there, and he was so weird.
But it's so weird.
I
people
think
walk in
he
there.
Didn't have room. But he kept like, stuff in the fridge, in the freezer. He ran out of room, so he had to put the rest of them in the corner.
The white power in this movie, though, the way the police can just come in this stinking ass apartment, let him bring a dude that's incoherent.
Yeah.
Underage, looking at, and they just don't want to be around because he's gay. Arrest this man.
Crazy part, I don't feel bad for the victims that much, because you walk in a stinky house with a weird-looking white guy. Like, whose fault is it really? Like,
oh, you going to blame the victims?
I didn't walk in my mind.
Are you. We
victim-shaming? My mom.
Hey, you that stupid. Hey, you that stupid. No, he looked like a serial killer.
If my mom's house stink, I'm going to be like, hey, I'll come back another time. Like, if but I don't know you in this stink...
I don't know what dead body smell like, but it got
but I smelled bad pork chops before.
Okay,
and
let's,
that shit is like, that whole body.
Let's reverse this. Let's okay. reverse this.
Okay.
She's bad.
Yeah, a woman doing it.
And you meet her at the club.
But look at Dahmer's face.
No. Yeah. She's bad. You meet her at the club.
I'm at the club kicking it, buying drinks, everything. What you drinking, little dad?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And then.
I'm going to get him a beer.
Exactly. So Precious gets you a beer.
Actually, he bought drinks for him
and his
friends.
So, right?
Yeah. So the girl's buying all you.
So now they bought a bottle.
Right?
So, all right.
So then you get back to Precious' crib.
And it stinks. It smells like some rotten meat.
It looked just like Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment, except she bad.
But
like,
she's bad.
No, because my nose is so sensitive. Like, once your house stinks, that means you stink.
But so I mean, you ain't never...
You just told lying. Us the story of having sex with
I was just
going to
say that, so you ain't never had.
You just told us how you have no standards.
That's what I'm saying.
Now.
Oh, now.
I mean, you told a story about fighting through some stinky
But my nose. Okay, if that's
so
case, though, but no.
Big girl.
But I can see that, but say oh, yeah. What if... But look at Jeffrey Dahmer. What? He wasn't no sex symbol type of dude. He was a weird-looking white guy.
People needed money, man. They was out here gay for pay.
You know, I don't know if he was weird looking in the 70s, though. He might have been an attractive guy in the 70s.
Because he didn't look bad in the little white beater driving in the little car.
Yeah,
he
was a white guy. Like,
but this is, and that's what I'm saying. I think you're thinking, Brad Pitt, right? That's what you're assuming that they need to look like.
I've smelled these are just bad pork chops. If I smell a bad human, like,
no,
if I can't
No, not the human
breathe,
in the crib. So what if I light a candle?
A candle can't erase that.
Candles are strong.
But now we're moving. But now we're moving the goalposts.
No. Seriously, a man would easily be lured to a woman's house. If, if a woman come in the club buying drinks, she ain't even got to be all that. Just in there buying drinks.
If you saw
you
that
would
apartment, though,
leave with her.
That apartment, though, the way that his apartment looked, though, you wouldn't be like, wait a second. As a woman staying there, you wouldn't feel weird walking to that kind of apartment.
Yeah, but
if she's fine.
Well, you would have walked in, though, and then she would have locked it. At that point, it was kind of too late, right?
Weak ass bitch move. What the fuck is a girl? Like, I would freaking slap the shit out of
her. Now you hit, look, you blaming victims.
You took my drinks. You took my drinks. You came home with me. Now you want to judge my house.
If her house stinks.
And put your hands on me, you're going to jail.
If her house stinks and she locks the door, like, you're not going nowhere. Like, hell.
Okay, well, that's where the serial killer part comes in. That's where it changes.
You try to leave, I ain't going to have no night. Get away from the door.
We
going to the room.
Get the camera.
Hey, when I tell you, I put the baby oil on.
You ain't gonna be dancing.
You gonna be dancing butt naked. I promise you.
They will get me with that.
See?
We about to watch a movie.
But so much shit has to happen. Imagine.
Tell me how. That's crazy.
That is crazy. We're sorry.
We're not sorry. Their family is pissed off hearing this right now.
Imagine. We're not trying to disrespect them. But what if they straight and they just having a night? You know what I'm saying? You done messed up your whole life. Mm-hmm. Fucking with Jeffrey.
I don't know when that got me was, oh no, you didn't see, I ain't gonna say it because you didn't see that part. Hmm. But it was certain, only one victim got me. That was that deaf guy.
Dang, I didn't see that party. What
I only got to episode 2. I had to cut it off.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, come on, 1 and 2. That job was at least a little.
Yeah, the death one.
Oh, my God.
They had, like,
my
the whole
stomach
family.
It was, like, hurting. I don't like watching stuff like that.
But you realize 1 was the end. Y'all do realize that. Okay.
Yeah. 1 was the end, and then I gave 2 a chance. Yeah. And I was just like,
I couldn't keep getting it. But I don't know. I'm kind of, but then I'm off. Like, I can't
He was wild. He was
so
tripping.
It sounds like you binged it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're crazy.
Oh, no. Nah,
that's so much death. I can't do it. I got to take it in.
But to me, I already know what kind of happened, so it's not like, I don't know.
I like the way they explained, it's not like why he was crazy, but the way his daddy, you know, did y'all
kind of,
you know.
It is. It's his origin story.
Yeah.
But to me, like I feel worse. I probably couldn't watch a documentary, but I can watch a show because it's like a regular show you watch anyway. It's the same
but
type
no,
of thing.
This is really, really.
Yeah, but it happened like a long time ago, too. But like, it's just the way it is. I know this is the actor. Yeah. This is, like, these are actors in here. If it's a documentary, like showing the shit, I'd be like, nah, I can't watch that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the victims' families that have a problem with it? What do you think? Like, would you be bothered by it? They have a problem. Well, I was reading. About like not getting paid from it, which I think is a whole separate thing, but they just feel like
for the life rights?
Feel like all these shows and documentaries are just making them relive this
trauma. I mean, biased because everybody, like, nobody bats an eye about a random documentary about somebody getting killed. Nobody's raising up, like, you know, nobody's going off about that, so it's all bias, really. Like, it's because
it
hits close to home,
families, you know. If it was your people, you know, regardless of whatever the situation, you know, like, he was acting like he was the one dude, partner was gonna take him. You know, on to something. So that dude wasn't gay. Like, some people really just fell victim. So I hate it for the families to have to relive that. But also, don't watch it. You know, like, don't. I wish they had. You know, I wish they would have paid them, because I think everybody just wants some money out of it. Not in a mean way, but like, if you are gonna try to
like
I know who you're talking about.
Like,
that's
Netflix
my cousin.
Shit.
Like,
it's the biggest show out right now too. So
it's number one still.
Yeah. So like that, I get that part. Like, you want some money from people fantasizing. Yeah.
But you don't want people to just
watch your cousin.
You know, even, I don't know.
Well, the other show that's kind of doing that right now is Mike.
You took it out of my mouth.
I didn't want to watch that because Mike Tyson didn't like it. So
I didn't know. I didn't find out till later that Mike didn't want us to watch it and all the stuff was going on. Because it is a good show. The dude did a good acting and everything. Like,
I thought it was great.
Yeah, they said it didn't look like him, but the mannerisms, good.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good show. But they didn't clear it with Mike. They completely, because I guess for shows like that, if it's in the news and you're a public figure, kind of like the other one, Showtime, none of the, like, Magic Johnson wasn't consulted as a producer for Showtime on HBO, but because they're all public figures, you could just take news clippings and, you know,
but I think, and that's what they did. They just put a story together.
Yeah,
I read about it because I was researching all this stuff about the Dahmer family, and if it's a public figure and if it's all true, then you can do whatever you want and not have to pay people.
And then the loophole is at the top of the show, you know, some things in characters have been dramatized for the sake of the story. They put that in there just as, you know.
I hate that. I apologize, Mike. If I would have known, I would have rolled with you from the beginning, man, because I want to know the real story, you know?
I got hurt. Everybody talking about your dead uncle, like the episode where they killed your uncle, and you just got to keep going to work.
And that's what I'm saying. Imagine you alive and somebody doing this to you, and you can't do nothing about it. So now you got people, this your family, this your son, this your brother, you know?
Yeah.
It's dead, and you got to watch somebody do that to you. It's not cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. What else are you watching?
What did I just finish my show? I love In the Dark. Do y'all watch In the Dark?
Everybody said that's good. So I never give it a try, though.
She's blind. Oh, my God. It's so good, girl. Yeah. Murphy, I just finished it.
Wait, what? I've never seen In the Dark.
Yeah, I
what is it?
Watch it. It's only like 3-4 seasons. I don't know. It's so good. Oh, my God.
It's like drama or what is it?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's about she's so cool. It's a white girl. She cool. She blind, but she's still like normal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and she like a hoe. You know what I'm saying? She'll just fuck with me. She go to the store, just go to the front with her little pregnancy test.
Yeah, she be skipping the line. Yeah.
She's so super cool. And she work at like this pet shop. She got friends. Somehow they get caught up in like the drug business. Y'all got to watch it. It's so good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets real good. Yeah.
I'll watch that.
Do you watch comedy specials?
You know what? Recently, I have been watching them only because my dude would have me watch them. Like, I don't watch, I try not to watch people, you know? Not in a mean way, like, in a real way, because I think sometimes unconsciously, you know, you retain information and then you might accidentally
think of a tag for some kind of premise. I do the same thing. I can't really watch.
Which people can have the same topic, you know what I'm saying? I get it, but I just don't, I don't watch them often. But when I do, I'm like, that was good, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was... You know, I watch Dave, of course. You know, I watch Cat because he's so consistent, so always. And yeah, so I watch, and he be having me watching these white people too. What's the white dude who come out with his shirt, take his shirt off, and do his whole thing with the shirt off? He's funny. Yeah, he is funny, man. Look, knowing faces. Precious, learn these comedians, Precious. Girl, get it together.
No, I was going to do a game. Pitched a game to Rich on this podcast, like name that white comedian, where we make you guys guess.
No, I should do it. Yeah.
I know faces.
Only for the chocolate sundae comedian. Name this comedian.
Yeah, y'all wouldn't know.
Anyway. White boy.
Gary Owen. Who else I know?
All of them, Gary Owen.
Right. Gary Owen.
His cousin. Somebody.
Oh, that's my funny. God. But yeah, I do enjoy when I watch it. I don't watch specials that much. I watch some serious stuff. I don't know why. Like,
me too. I like drama a lot. Yeah. Like thriller and shit. I like a lot of serious stuff.
My favorite Netflix documentary was the Aaron Hernandez one.
That one was crazy. I forgot how it went, but that shit was
fucking crazy.
Wild.
Aaron Hernandez, the football player
who was
murdering people.
No.
While he was playing football.
Yeah, he was like catching touchdowns and catching bodies. Like,
at the same time.
At the same damn time. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why you have to respect people's talent. It needs to override whatever your...
What?
Where are you going with that?
I was trying to figure it out in the midst of it. My point is, if they weren't dead, because everybody got something, everybody got something they do. But you can't just be out here killing people. But dang, you already successful, so you got to have a real problem. You know, people like that. I think people have killing fetishes. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, how do you really?
Please explain.
Okay. You know how some people have foot fetishes. They don't even care about having sex with you or nothing. Like, send me a picture of your foot. Can I just rub your feet? Can I just suck your feet? Yes.
I've never been in that situation. Have you, Brandon?
I don't like feet like that.
Some people really
like that. No, they do. Like, some people like enjoy feet like that.
Have you been in that situation?
Yeah. So
I'm like, it's kind of
weird. It was weird, but I'm like, shit. I mean.
If you bang.
Wait, do you have the fetish or you're the one giving?
Oh, no, I don't have it. I have fetishes, though. You know what I'm saying? But imagine your fetishes. Like, I gotta kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta throw this nigga in the trunk.
You know, I be thinking about sometimes.
I have to. Like, what I'm gonna do if I don't get this in the trunk?
You ever think like
imagine you itching like, man, I need a body. Like, it's your drug, fool.
Withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up? Where you trying to go? Nigga just picking niggas up. I gotta kill somebody. Not in a mean way, y'all.
What if you don't want to and that's your fetish? That would be tough.
It's like compulsive.
You're fighting, yes. Like you're fighting against the
people
urge.
Do that, yeah.
But it's not like a demon that you go to church and can get out of you. You can't go to the priest and be like, man.
You just gotta die.
I'm trying to kill these niggas. Anything you can do, like, no, what can you, what is the cure?
You know what's hilarious is my mind is like, we can't use any of this. We can't.
Nah, for real, because you know they say when something wrong with you, sometimes demons get in you, or TikTok church people think if you gay, the demon in you, and then boom, it gotta get up out you, and then what if you can really.
Have you ever been to an exorcism?
Ooh, no. But you I'm in like the stuff like that.
Yeah. I have accidentally been to one.
How's that happen?
Did it really happen like an exorcism?
No, so
what
it was
accidental.
So, yeah, like how you walking on an exorcism?
So I was I was walking
down the street. I saw a door.
So it was an abandoned door.
I was walking in some exorcist church.
Right across the
and I just walked in and said it was in there. And then
a bedroom.
Every good exorcist story starts. I was dating this girl. Okay. And she was really into like spirituality and prayer life and like really into God. And so she invited me to go to this prayer circle, like Bible study night, right? And so it started off just like a regular Bible study. We're sitting there, we're chilling. He's reading the Bible. And it was like one of those like African preachers. Mm. And so they're very extra, very
animated. What kind of church is this?
No, it was, that was, so this is
so
the
yeah, come wait a minute,
this
we have to go deeper.
So it was like a room with chairs, but it was kind of with church written in blood at the top. And it was like an apartment living room situation. But there were probably like maybe 30, 40 people in this living room. So I'm sitting in the back with her. There's Rose, and he gives his sermon, and then they clear out. So it was like part two of the sermon was they clear out, and then he gets in the middle, and there was this girl that walks into the middle. And she looked normal. She was sitting over there doing her regular thing.
It's still there.
And then he was just like, "Demon, come out of her!" And then he puts his hand on her head, and she's just sitting there normal like us. Like, what? And he does it again. He does it again. And then like a couple times after doing that, then she's just like, she starts like shaking and like
more. Like a seizure?
Yeah, low key. And then all of a sudden, she was just like, "I'm gonna fuck you."
Oh, hell.
Like a real demon.
Yes. Terrified the shit out of me. I was like, I was in the back scared as fuck. Scared, Lonnie. Like,
but I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, that gotta be some good pussy for her to take you to an abandoned place with some churls and an African preacher.
Yeah.
And then he started putting his hand on people's hands like on TV.
Yeah.
Talking about some.
So he's like, fire come down on you. Fire, fire, fire all over your body. Fire. And like doing that over and over again. And so she's laying on the ground like doing that shit. And then they give her a bucket, and then she starts like throwing up just all types of shit. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Oh, like, where you got me at?
You know what? And see, I knew demons was real. I knew it because it's real life demons around here, y'all.
Yeah.
I got my little cousin, that little girl, a demon. I know a demon when I see one. It's just some people just evil, boy, they crazy. Like,
yeah.
And now that you tell that story, you saw it with your own eyes.
I saw it with my own eyes.
But wow. I believed it anyway.
So then what happened? So she threw up and then.
So then after she threw up, he was like, the spirit's like coming out of you, right? And then he leaves her on the ground, just in the middle of like the circle. So we're all kind of like in a prayer circle at this point. She's in the middle. And then another girl comes into the circle, and then he like does the same thing. And so it's just, and it was like, it was not her voice when he would like be like, demon, come out of her. It would be just like how in the movies.
Like when she turned her head around, I'll be a vision.
No, but like in the girl, like she would be like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, like, fuck you. Like,
they had a British accent? Fuck you, fuck you. No,
and
cool.
So at that point, this girl's like laying on the floor. There's another girl getting exercised. And then
You went to an exorcism revival. Why you didn't walk your ass to the middle? What bitches just walking?
No, I was terrified. I had
to
leave.
Where did they pick these people?
I feel like you really just sat there like, yo.
It's not baptism night.
It's a horrible thing waiting to happen.
I had pussy lined up, Brandon.
Clearly. So what did you say when you left? Like, woo, that was wild, huh?
Anyway,
she was like, we gonna get wild tonight.
No, I remember what she told me. She was like, oh, I didn't think it was gonna like get out of hand like that, which made me feel like she had been to something like this, and that's when it kind of was like, I was like, all right, I can't really.
Did you ask her if she ever had that done?
I should have. I never did. God. I didn't.
You don't even care that much. You just riding with her to this stupid shit, and you ain't even asked.
I didn't ask.
Wow.
I didn't ask these questions.
That's terrifying.
But that was the day that I started believing in, like, I was like, oh, there's something else happening out here.
I believe that anyway, because, you know, I love tarot cards and stuff. Like, I do tarot readings.
Do you?
Yes. I should have brought my cards. Boy. I might have a deck in the car, y'all.
Oh,
I might.
No, keep that double stuff away from us. Yeah, I would have
walked out of here.
No, it's really really cool. Like, I know you think it's devil. Yeah, I believe in God. I don't think you got to go through a dude to get to him.
I think I don't think so either.
I don't think you got to go through nobody. I don't think you need a middleman.
Like, wait, but like, I've never talked to anyone that does tarot and God.
I know it's a God. I believe in God, and I don't look. And tarot is not like voodoo crazy shit, because even if you believe in God and the Bible, you believe you eating the body and drinking the blood, and so that sounds just as crazy, you know, as anything. Yeah. But tarot cards really are nothing but just, you know, like an insight into what has happened, what will happen. It's more like warning you, so don't fuck up, because this is about to happen.
So I got in an argument with a person about this, about how I felt like if you believe in God, tarot cards reduce your faith in like what God is trying to do. So that was kind of like what the debate was about. It was like, if you're asking for the questions, you're really not having faith. So that was like my perspective on it, but
and everybody has a perspective. You know, I look at it like I need those warnings. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I walk into situations, and sometimes if you know it's coming, then you can handle it differently. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to just getting blindsided. You know?
Do you have an example?
Yeah.
Oh,
of like a warning you got.
An example, like it'll tell, like the cards will tell you, like if it's gonna be a problem, like they'll tell you somebody's gonna come for you today. Like not like that, but it shows in the cards. That. Like it'll be an issue with somebody. This will really happen. Like, and it's been times where I saw it, you know what I'm saying, and heard it, and then I still went out like, that's okay, that's what they talking about. So I can laugh at it instead of tripping over it, you know what I'm saying? But I understand, like, I believe in God. I know it's a God. God look out for me. I wouldn't be able to, you know, my talent, everything come from God. But at the same time, God created us at a certain time, you know what I'm saying, on a certain month, you know what I'm saying, a certain year, and all that matters, you know what I'm saying? All the numbers matter. When you were born matters. Your sign matters. Like, it all has something to do with who you are in real life. Like,
What's your sign?
Virgo.
So I don't know a lot about like the signs and personalities and stuff like that. So like walk me through kind of how you make your decisions based off a sign.
But I don't make my decisions. I'll just ask you what's your sign before I pull the card. All I need is your name. You know what I'm saying? Like the cards, they'll tell you. They tell me everything. Like, and I do readings online. People love them. I do personal readings. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, not into it at first, or some people didn't like it at all, but I like it. Like, everybody had that something they go to. And I used to always go to the Bible. You know what I'm saying? And then you get older and you realize some of this now is a little outrageous. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're trying to piss on me and tell me it's raining now. Yeah, you can't just put...
The Old Testament is
wild. You
can't
just put syrup on shit and call it pancakes. Yeah. Now, you can't just... But I'm not disrespecting it, because I know it's a lot of good information and it is a God. But you can't just throw this in a book and it's books before this. And, you know, it's a lot to it. So, you know, I think... Even no matter how you were raised, whatever, like go a little deeper, look a little further, just research, you know, not to scare you or nothing, but you might be really intrigued. Like,
have you heard of Human Design?
Human Design?
Yeah? No?
What is that?
Oh, you love it.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? Make a note of it.
This phone is hilarious.
Let's see. Look, can you show the people your phone, just by the way?
Where'd you get this? I was wondering what that was.
No, I got it from the 80s when I was selling dope on the... No, I'm just playing. No, Amazon.
I love that case.
You don't get an affiliate link and get some money from that.
That's what I'm saying. Drop the link in the bio.
What'd you just say?
So it's called Human Design.
Okay.
And so the category is based off of like your where you're born.
Oh, like your whole birth chart.
Your whole birth chart. Yeah. But they don't do it in terms of like astrology where it's like, oh, Pisces.
This is in this house.
It's like there's different categories. So it's like a projector, manifest generator. And they give you kind of these personality quirks, not trying to change your personality, but just giving you insight into how you move.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're this type, it might not make sense for you to be in a routine every day. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense for you to kind of go with the flow and let your energy, like,
okay,
and that's kind of how it goes.
I'm going to check it out. Yeah.
It's really, really good. Yeah. But I found it to
What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
You're a Pisces.
Shouldn't you know what sign he is based on how he acts?
You know what? You I like you. Like this other Pisces, trash, boring, Mr. Serious. Might as well be talking to a boss trying to get a job. Fuck out of here. Like, I want to have fun. Welcome me. You got all this stuff, but goddamn, how you this boring? I can't take it. Like, you don't got to be amazing. I know I'm the comedian, but it's like, you know, relax. Yeah. Like, so serious. Yeah.
What do you think Brandon is?
Maybe a Taurus, Cancer.
I'm a Leo.
Ooh. You are the most soft-spoken Leo I ever met.
I don't really believe in that kind of stuff, though. I don't really believe in it because of that. Like, people always get me wrong, too. They always think I'm something else.
I don't believe in all that stuff.
Wait, what are you?
I'm a Libra.
You're October... Wait, 8th. It's October 8th. Her birthday just passed.
My dad's a Libra.
I don't like how you can say, like, three different signs, and you can hate all of those signs, but, like, if you're born at a certain time, it makes up for all the other bullshit.
No, and then female and males, that's different, too, you know, like... Mm-hmm.
Like, my friend, he was like, I know him for like 17 years. He was like, yo, man, I can't stand Leos, but luckily your earth sign is just Scorpio. And I'm like, really? We've been friends that long because luckily my earth sign.
Something has to balance it out.
So wait, are you dating?
I am.
You are?
I'm not dating. I have someone. Yes. I have a man now.
I didn't want to. We're talking to BT. BT had a whole different situation going on.
What do you got going? What do you got going? I don't know.
BT got a bunch of keys around the city.
That's all.
Around the country. Around the
city.
Yeah. But the reason I ask is what sign is he?
He is a Sagittarius.
And is that compatible with a Virgo?
Isn't that crazy? Like, yep, it is.
And what sign are you not compatible? Like, what's your...
of them. I'm surprised I'm compatible with this one now.
What's your polar opposite?
But Pisces are... Really? Yeah, we're total opposites. Okay. So it should be hard for us, too.
You hate Geminis? Everybody hates Geminis, I feel like.
I have Gemini friends, and I love dearly, you know. But dating a Gemini, nah.
You wouldn't do it. Why?
I have done it, but
why?
I don't like the way they express shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it's really different. You know how they say Geminis have the two sides, like they really do. Like and I don't like the alter side. Like
I feel like there's a story there.
It's a lot of pain in her eyes when she said that.
I don't like none of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? None of these niggas shit. I'm sick of... No, I'm not. I'm happy now. I manifested one because I was like, man, just send me somebody who goddamn got some sense.
Is your man a comic?
No, he's not a comic.
Have you ever dated a comic?
Have I ever dated? Nah, I fucked one or two.
I always wanted to.
I never dated one. I never wanted to be serious in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just here recently, I was like, you know what? I think I'm a chill.
Okay, earlier you said you had some fetishes. You don't have a foot fetish, but...
Hell no, not foot fetishes. Okay. I don't know. I should have thought about that before y'all said we can talk about everything.
Blush before. She started blushing real quick.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm talking about we can talk about anything. I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. Not my fetishes. Just know. Just know if I ever get a hold to them. You know what I'm saying? You better be doing a lot. Because I'm doing a lot.
I don't think I have any fetishes. No,
I don't know. I just like being... I can't talk about it. It's just okay.
Wait. Being what?
I like being in control. And just take it where you want to. We're going to move on. Yeah.
We talking about...
She is...
You got the leather. You got
now.
The leather at the house.
Yeah.
You do.
No, she's like, I'm answering her.
Yeah, I was like, okay, all right.
What did you ask?
I said, you got the leather at the house.
I'm not a dominatrix, but I would be. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do that.
I'm open to it.
I can't be tied up. I'm too ticklish. I'm scared she's going to just tickle me.
You are too damn soft. Now, you're supposed to be a lion. You a Leo.
I want to tie me up and just like, oh, just going in on my...
Trust me, you're not going to get tickled. You might get burnt.
Just don't tickle me.
Might get choked out. You know what I'm saying?
Do everything. Just don't start tickling me.
Bark like a dog.
It sound like Scooby-Doo and shit.
He's talking about tickling. How old are you? I am done with this man.
That should be torturing. Like, it's
not
fun.
You on the cusp or something? You ain't no damn Leo. Where this man come from? Girl, tell us some tickling.
I'm terrified of that. Like, don't start
in the middle of doing some crazy sex shit, you think you going to get your ass tickled.
She might just freaking flip out and just change the whole script.
Feathers and lights up.
That shit is torturing me. It's not funny. You bring his roommate. Bring the girl home. 10 minutes later, you just hear...
No, I would scream. I would cry. I can't stand getting tickled. Like, it's not funny at all. Like, that's just not fun. That shit is torturing to me.
So like, you still ticklish, like, what, under your arms and your feet?
But it's not like, it's more like, hey, stop. Like, that type of shit. Like, yo, stop.
So you don't laugh, yeah. But it...
Nah, it'd be straight torture. Like, I can't stand that shit. Like, I can't even hide it. I can't play it cool.
Do you get your nipples sucked?
I like that. I feel sensitive, too. I feel like I'm kind of soft when that happens. I don't know why, but... This is something like girls just sucking. Like,
oh, I'm gonna ask you a serious question.
All right,
big spoon or little spoon?
I like a little.
You like being the little
big
spoon?
Big spoon. I like little spoon that much. It's kind of cool sometimes, but then I feel like I'm just fucking with a short nigga. And it's just like I don't know. I feel like when somebody just hold me like that, I just feel like it just feels weird. I don't feel safe. I just feel like I got a tough ass prison cell.
Yeah, she probably doing that so she feels safe. Your ass sitting there talking about ticklish, your niche, and look at my
ticklish.
You the damn woman. She got to protect you and hold you. Shit. I don't got time for this.
Not, I feel like. No, I mean, tying up.
Wait, now he gonna be the man. Out of everything that you done.
Tying up is so, because it's like, it's out of your control. They can do whatever they want to do. That's Jeffrey Dahmer vibes right there, though.
Yeah, like a little dude behind me. Oh, yeah.
I feel like tying up is so scary. I don't know how people do that shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think it's relieving control. That's the whole point.
I'm down with the handcuffs. The handcuffs is where it's at. Mm. Handcuffs and... I remember there was one time, this was top three for me. Because I had never experienced anything like that before. But like the ropes. Have you ever like been in a rope situation?
No,
but she knew like what to do.
Yeah.
So apparently there's a way that you like tie people up so that you could like when you pull, it gets tighter. You know what I'm saying? I was like, ooh. And she knew exactly what she was doing. And I felt safe, but at the same time. I felt a little out of control, and I liked it.
Yes, because, I mean, if you can't get out of control when you're having sex, when you going to get... Yeah. If you're going to gather yourself during sex, you know what I'm saying? What are we doing here? This is the time to lay down the way. We already butt naked. We can't get more vulnerable than this.
My brain thinks, I think about the worst thing that can happen all the time. So I need to make sure I'm not put in the situation.
Brandon is fully clothed when he has sex.
Brandon wears socks when he has sex.
Right, he just pulled a dick through the zipper. You know what I'm saying? Be careful. I got to gather it now. Wait a minute.
I just don't want to be caught. Like, she just leave me there and I'm just
dying.
So
what's the wildest sex experience you had?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like anything I say won't be respected.
I'm sorry. So you don't like cuffs, so you can't like ropes. Do you play games or do
candle
you do
wax?
Anything?
Candle wax.
I want to try that.
You should.
Okay.
I would try that. Okay, I'll be down for some shit. I just want to dip my foot all the way in the pool like y'all do. Like you can't just.
Oh, like y'all do.
Yeah, like
yeah, exactly.
Motherfucker might lynch me and shit. Yeah, you ever get lynched? Like, I'm never get fucking lynched.
She's gonna stop right before you die. Calm down.
Yeah, like jack it off. I just love that. I'm not in control. Like,
yo, some people are into that.
I know. That's just
the belts.
Choking and stuff. You don't like none of that.
Not too much.
Yeah,
because they be just cutting off my air supply sometimes. And it's just like, I had one girl, she did that, and it was just like.
You don't like blacking out, like, right before you come?
Yeah.
All right, this is a different conversation. I didn't really come here, but just, I don't know what y'all doing.
Okay, no, I'm chill.
Y'all losing consciousness.
We just get hickeys and shit.
Let's bring it back.
We're back to comedy.
Right. Well, yeah, we're doing some more comedy.
What's wrong with traditional sex?
I heard James on stage. You got you a man on these hoes.
Okay.
Athlete on these hoes. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, one of the smoothest guys.
I was watching the clip like, okay, let's go, bitch. Cheering you on from Instagram. Like, get it, bitch. You back there cheesing. He like, yeah, she got a man. Leave her alone. That's
inappropriate.
Hilarious. Yeah. I like James. Cool.
Oh, my God. James is the only one that roasted me.
He is.
I just every year I just want to get roasted. And
why don't you have like a real roast for you?
Where you
someone
sit up
suggested
there.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, like she doesn't want to be like.
Well, she want to come up at the end. Thank you for coming.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I don't, you know, I really hate Follow attention us. On me, so that's why I don't want to do a full roast.
That'd be better. I feel like.
Yeah. No.
I said it. I think it'd be a good time.
Yeah. Okay, roast for Lonnie next year.
Nice. Yeah, Rose Villani.
Going up.
Brandon would love to do. Brandon would be good.
She's been putting me through some stuff.
So you got some stuff to talk about?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
I don't like her. I feel like people just say everything they've been wanting to say to you that they know they can't just walk up and say, and they say it in the roast.
Like, oh, it's the roast. Ha, ha, ha.
Not funny, man. Yeah, roast ass. These nuts. Oh, fuck.
Getting mad and shit.
Who do you do your podcast with?
Kamira White. She's another comedian, and we've been doing it a few years. She's from LA. Mm-hmm. And
where are you from?
Texas, Dallas.
What's the Arkansas part?
My parents are from Arkansas. So, yeah.
But did you live there?
Never. My parents are from there. They got married. They moved to Dallas before they had, kids.
So you grew up in Dallas?
Born and raised.
So you're a Cowboys fam?
Diehard Cowboys. We damn near caught up in the game. We sitting here 17 to 20. You know what I'm saying? Because first I was watching it with my dude at his brother's house. They so Philly fans, the negative energy was fucking me up. So I went upstairs. Came to the, and then we really started coming back. You know what I'm saying? Like, we almost had. If they wouldn't have that touchdown and the time is so essential in football, And
I didn't know you were such a big Cowboys fan.
I am diehard when we was 2-something. Nigga, I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Me and John C are always getting into it because this bitch.
Look at Lonnie talking shit.
Oh, the bets are going to start.
Like the Cowboys?
Check your phone.
I can't wait.
It's Sunday. Not okay. I was so mad, y'all.
Y'all playing the Lions Sunday. You think you going to beat them?
We going to beat every other game we had. We going to do it. This dude done messed up. You done won 4 games in a row. You got your ass out here just throwing it to the other team. What are you doing? We out here trying to win and shit.
You want Dak to come back? You want to keep Cooper?
Man, I'm stressed about all that. But I just want us to be focused and win, man. You letting the... Ugh.
So you're in a pregame huddle with the Dallas Cowboys. What are you telling them? You're the coach.
I'm the coach.
Actually, it's halftime. You're down by 7.
Halftime, down by 7.
Locker room. You walk in.
Why the fuck are we down? There's no reason for us to be down right now. We are America's team. We are the best, okay?
Lonnie's face is like...
We play every motherfucking Thanksgiving. Don't embarrass me out here in this motherfucking shit. Jerry is paying me very well. We have a drop-top stadium. I'm paying you niggas good. Now, I need you to go out here, run the plays I said, execute it, so we can come out with the win. Don't just catch up, surpass them, blow their ass out, so we can have a good night.
Let's
On
go.
Three.
1, 2, 3.
Cowboys!
Niners.
Oh my God.
Okay, so the podcast, you've been doing it for a few years.
We've been doing it for a few years on these hoes, and it's good, y'all. We like in the top 200 on Apple, you know what I'm saying? And we talk our shit in and out an hour every week.
What do you post it on? Where can they listen to it?
Everywhere. You can anywhere you listen to podcasts. We on all platforms, but go to Apple.
YouTube too? Are you on video?
Mm-hmm.
You
record? Okay. And we on YouTube, ODHTV Productions. That's long, ain't it? I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Like, precious, that's a lot. ODHTV.
On these hoes TV. Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Kamira do stand-up?
Yes. She just had a show in Atlanta. Yeah. Oh. You did remember we did that benefit show with Speedy?
Oh,
and she
yes.
came in and killed it. Remember?
Okay.
She went up.
Okay.
She did good. But yeah, we went on tour with it too. And we just having fun with it. We're planning a retreat where all our fans can come out, and we're going to have, the podcast, do readings, have a show.
Are they called hoes, your fans? What do you call them? What are your people called? Your tribe?
Should be called hoes.
Yeah, they should be called hoes. On these hoes.
Y'all know what? Y'all smart. You a genius. You were born blessed. You a legend. Okay, I got it. That's it. We're going to call them the hoes.
Yeah.
Because they really are like our family. They love us. We really know a lot of them. They send us stuff. They send us stuff when Teddy passed. They really... riders, and we appreciate them. So, shout out to Teddy, man.
Teddy.
He was the one. Okay, we ain't getting down. No, we happy. Shit. Yeah. Everybody got heavy, deep breaths. No. We laughing. It's good. It's cool. Oh. This shit happening. We all taking that walk, ain't we? We don't know when. So, let's enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Y'all know.
Say it. Okay, get up. Y'all got a girlfriend? Goddamn. Nigga, let's do something happy. Shit.
Nah, I'm single. I'm single.
You single? You dating?
If you couldn't tell.
Because who the hell? Look, let me give you a couple of tips. Hey, okay, I know I sound a little aggressive, but I'm really
involved. Was that headshot? It was a straight headshot.
You can't tell.
It's fatal.
Clearly.
He's single. Like, yeah. God damn.
I don't know if you can tell, but no woman wants this guy.
No. When's the last time you had a girlfriend?
It's been like 5 years.
Woo.
I just be fucking a lot. I mean, I ain't out here reading books and shit. Like, that's cool. I have women.
You fuck
like,
a lot.
Yeah.
Already then get it in. Shit.
Yeah, I just don't be doing like the extra shit. I'm just cool with this, you know.
I can't support you. I can't feed you, bitch. I can come through.
Yeah. Okay, are you a foodie being from Dallas? Are you into food?
I like food, but not like I go to, you know, like I want to be the ones that go to all the great restaurants and try out the stuff and then rate it for you, but I don't do that. Like, I'm into food, but I'm more into.
What the hell are you
I'm just into my food, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mama food. I like soul food.
Can you cook?
I don't, not like my mama. I should have been in the kitchen when I was in these streets, yeah. Living life, smoking weed, fucking with the wrong people. Nah, but
no,
but I'm okay. Like, you'll stay alive. Like, you know, I have cooked some stuff.
You'll stay alive.
You ain't gonna die off my food. Yeah. No,
spaghetti, tacos.
Right, Rotel. Do y'all eat Rotel?
There's not a lot of people that know how to cook these days.
But it's
like,
not
from scratch.
I'm just saying, not like dressing and stuff. But yeah, I can cook. I can fry some fish. We can eat some. You know what I'm saying? Like, we
so can.
So
you
eat some
can cook
food.
Though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I ask because being from Dallas and then coming to LA, do you feel like you can't find good seasoned food in LA?
It's certain places, you know, it's a couple of spots that got some good stuff. But you know, when you know real food, like you said, from scratch, my mom make 3-layer cakes, you know what I'm saying? And like the real deal, everything. So I can definitely taste the difference, even if we at a soul food place. I can tell if this is really good or this. Them still some canned sweet potatoes, you know what I'm saying? Or still this.
Oh,
like,
I hate those.
Right? No. And potato salad, everybody really can't do it. Like, you really have to have a skill. It's
what's your dish that you bring to Thanksgiving?
I ain't bringing a damn thing. I'm going home for Thanksgiving, and I'm bringing myself. I have arrived. Yeah. Auntie Precious is home. No, that's sad, now that I think about it.
Wait, so does your man cook?
He does cook, and I do too. Like, I just made some Alfredo yesterday. I did some Alfredo with broccoli. And
why you laughing, Brandon? Every girl make Alfredo.
No, this what every dude made. Like, a dude I had years ago, that was his specialty. Like, I got that Alfredo with some garlic bread. Nigga, no, but I did that, and I like salads a lot. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't look like it. It's always thick bitches talking about, I like salads. But I do. I boil the eggs and cut them up. You know, the onions, like, really make it a festive, not that bullshit lettuce.
You put a lot of dressing on it, or?
No, not too much dressing. Okay. Don't drown it out.
People be drowning that shit.
Like, it's cereal. It's not cereal. Yeah, it's not cereal. It's
but they eat salads and they put, like fried, like, crispy chicken and ranch all over it.
That's me. I went to Sweet Greens the other day. And I ordered, it's called the Green Goddess, right? It's like kale, almonds, what is that, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, so just throw some quinoa in there, and then can you get the blackened chicken, and then double blackened chicken, please. Threw that in there. So now it's heavy. And then they put the balsamic on there. I was like, okay, cool, cool, cool. And then I threw hot sauce, and she looked at me like I was the most.
Can you just make me a burger in this bitch? You got a burger salad. Sure, like, yeah. I just need it.
She was like, I've never seen hot sauce on the green goddess.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it unhealthy, though. That's still healthy.
I don't know. It was pretty unhealthy at that point. Because I think off the menu, it's like 500 calories. By the time it got to me, it was like 15.
With what, though?
The double chicken,
the hot sauce.
You said blackened chicken. That's not like fried chicken. That's
it was grilled.
That's still healthy. Yeah. And hot sauce doesn't.
I guess. Feel that way.
Hot sauce, that's just the nigga in us. You know? Let me get a look. You got to put that on everything. We got some scrambled eggs. You got some hot sauce.
You know why he did that? Because the last podcast, we were talking about red flags, and I said, people who don't eat spicy food, there's something wrong with them. So now,
I eat then, all the spicy food.
You know
food.
What's crazy? I used to not eat spicy food at all. I used
really?
To like you not don't? Like it. No, I used to, but now I love it.
I love spicy foods. I love
like,
it.
Randomly, I like love it now. Like,
no, think about people who don't eat spicy food in your life. They're boring.
I put sriracha on my, it's like the salmon and brown rice. Mm-hmm. And avocado.
Sriracha?
Yeah.
I'm more Tapatio Red Rooster. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It depends on the cuisine. You have to match the hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah, like.
You put Louisiana, sriracha on Asian
Louisiana,
food.
Man. Louisiana going to hit, and that Red Rooster going to hit every time. You know
they're the same.
Are they?
Yes.
No wonder.
Yes, because the bottle, I looked, because the bottles are very similar, and I looked, and they're the same exact ingredient. So I don't know why they
Red Rooster. In Louisiana,
yes, hospital? They're the same exact.
See, I'm
you know which one's good is Crystal. I like Crystal a lot.
Yep,
Crystal's good too. You ever had Old Bay hot sauce?
Mm-mm.
That shit is good.
I heard of Old Bay is what you dip it in, right? The crust,
legs, right? Yeah, but it's Old Bay hot sauce. It's like a hot sauce, Old Bay.
Oh, I've never.
They got the crumble too for like the fish. You know, like what you batter it in.
Yeah.
Old Bay. But yeah, my dude cooks steaks and.
My steaks is undefeated.
Burgers and burritos. Yeah, he cooks. Damn. He feed me. I was about to leave one day. Like, you want a steak? You know I want a goddamn steak. Like, I'm going to stay.
So is that a non-negotiable for you if he couldn't cook?
How oh no, that's out? Not that's not a non-negotiable.
What's a non-negotiable?
But if you can't feed me, that's a non-negotiable. Like, you ain't got to be able to cook, but you have to be able to. If I'm around, you have to provide food. So, you know, if you can't feed me, that's at the bottom of the chain. Like, because I got to eat every day. And you can't feed me if we around.
Yeah, so what are some non-negotiables for you?
Oh, girl.
Or red flags. Red flags?
Starting with my sex drive. What? No, probably gonna start off with me. Like,
anyone with like Brandon's sex drive is it?
No, the thing is, Brandon's sitting there saying he fuck a lot, but when the girl is really fucking him, he want to make love. You know what I'm saying? And he wanted to slow down. It's like, got, so you have to pick a side. Like, you can't.
You gotta have that balance.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's crazy because you know what? You can have your non-negotiables, and then you meet somebody and. You be like, damn, I guess I can negotiate.
Everybody like, God was being funny. Like, what's something that you went in where you were like, hell nah. And then once you grew on you, you're like, all right, I could do.
Damn, because I want to talk about it on stage, too. You know what I'm saying? This is like my new shit.
Try it out. We'll see how it does.
No, because no. I don't want you to. No, you don't do it like that. But no, you know, like, I'm cool with kids, but I didn't have kids, you know, and I didn't want kids. So mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with you having kids, but you know.
How many kids?
That's the thing. Yeah, like how many?
And how old?
Right. And are that matters like
two
too.
Two or three.
Yeah, you can't have difference. an 8-month-year-old and a 2-year-old.
8-month-year-old.
And a 2-year-old running around here talking about we ain't together though. Like, nigga.
Yeah, that's fresh.
Right.
Yeah.
But like my dude is older, so his kids are grown, you know. Even got grandkids.
But that was a non-negotiable before you thought.
When you say
before
older,
not it just is like not more than just a couple. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like
precious. When you say older, how much older are we talking?
Oh, not like ancient old. Okay. Like just like older than me, and I'm like old myself. So you know, shit, he's just older than me. Like
mine was drugs. That's a non-negotiable. I don't think I would ever
like that heroin.
Like serious crack. Drugs. Yeah. Okay. Like, just oh, like anything more drugs? Than anything more than weed. Actually, yeah, I would never.
That's hilarious, girl. Why are we talking about my whole shit right now? It's not my whole set, but y'all just take some. Come to the show. That's shit. That's my this is crazy. But no, that's your non-negotiable.
Or people who have fake designer bags. I'm just kidding. I'm just going
that's a non-negotiable?
No, I'm kidding. That's just your joke.
Oh. It's all there, girl. I'm like, shit. Give a damn, boy. Yes. Shit, them good knockoffs on me, ho.
What you got, Brandon?
No,
non-negotiable.
One bad, I mean, like a side note. When she said the kids, I remember I was on a date. No, well, my friend he invited me to his girl house for a double date for a friend to come over. She comes over and like with a 2-week-old baby, like she just had a baby, and she's like on a date with me, and I sat there the whole time.
But they could have been broken up since she was pregnant.
I don't like a fresh baby next to me. Like,
so a non-negotiable is a fresh baby or a pregnant?
Yeah, a fresh baby. No, but I think I can't do kids.
Would you date a pregnant lady?
No.
Damn.
Oh, hell no. No. But I think.
Dang, he made it seem like she had AIDS or something. Oh, God, no. Like, people do that. Like,
I don't know why.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Well, I could name somebody right now, but I won't put them on blast.
I wish you would. Like,
really?
I would
yeah,
never.
Somebody
we
all,
a pregnant.
To me, it's like maybe if they, like, worked together and they knew each other, but to just, like, meet a pregnant
hell
woman.
Hell no. And I don't have any
but
kids
But I'm not
yet.
Saying she's walking around waddling. What if you really meet her in, like, 3 months? You can't tell. That's
oh,
five,
yeah,
you can't tell.
I'm thinking,
am I tripping? That's even worse. I tried to be empathetic. I was
y'all
like,
never,
nah.
Y'all never had it's sex with a pregnant lady.
But I mean, date one, you said. Like, I wouldn't.
You ain't never nutted on a baby head.
That wasn't yours.
I didn't know about.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, but.
Really? I know people that do
that's
that.
That's a whole commitment
really?
To sex to a kid that's not yours.
That's a fetish. See? It has to be a fetish.
Yeah. If I only fuck with pregnant bitches. I gotta kill a nigga.
She's not round enough.
I need toes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No. But I get it though if you meet someone when they're not showing and then you start really liking them.
I still with it. That's a whole nother man's child in there. Like,
yeah.
I know, but you might not know when you meet her.
And what if you just threw it away? What if that was just like they just wanted a child and nothing more? You never know the situation.
But I feel like with that shit, like I feel like dating a girl with kids, I have to have one because I don't know how it feels. I don't want to have you be my first option when I'm always your second option. I won't understand that until I have a kid. I feel like I'm always I'm putting you first, but you're always putting me second, which is right.
But it's so just you wouldn't date somebody with kids? That's non-negotiable.
No, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't get serious because I don't think I could understand that. I could understand. Well, and
it's, like you said, it's because you don't have.
Yeah,
kids.
Like so, I feel like I wouldn't be. Yeah. I'll get mad when I shouldn't even get mad because I won't understand that yet. But
do you have any other non-negotiables or red flags?
You know what's crazy? I don't know. Like, I guess if they post too much Justin LaBoy shit. Too much of that, I'm like,
is it
this
LaBoy
bitch
or LA boy?
I say LA boy. People say LaBoy. I thought it was LA boy. LaBoy.
Oh, I thought it was LA boy.
Me too, but somebody said Justin LaBoy. I'm like, oh, you got a French name, but yeah, like it's
if
too
they
much.
Post too much.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, because I feel like people say, oh, like, don't judge me off social media, but I think you should. Like, I like imagine a guy, like, a girl was like, yo, my friend, she got this cool dude, you should meet him. Like, here's his IG, and it's all like, I love Jeffrey Dahmer pics. Like, you can be like, who the fuck is this crazy ass nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like your page kind of describes who you.
You feel like your page is an extension
yeah, like you can't,
of
you can't,
like,
it shouldn't
your
be
brand.
A, it shouldn't be that much of a joke to you. It should be some, like, it's some realism to that. It can't just be a whole joke. I think that's weird.
See, that's the thing about social media. You can just judge people so fast. But I do it too, because if I go to your page and you got a bunch of selfies, why, sir?
It's just
why
like,
are you standing taking
weird.
Pictures and you
yeah,
all
that's
day?
Weird.
You in the car, you in the mirror, you in the room.
Imagine, that is a red flag.
Imagine saying, oh, that's just a joke. Like, no, that's a you're really weird.
That's a long, not, look, that's a long joke.
That's a long, that's not working.
That's knowing what you want
too.
Because if you're a comedian, do you want to date somebody who wants to be a star?
Which
that matters, you know what I'm saying?
Should it be a star?
No, it's like having two alphas like trying to
be in the spotlight.
Be in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. That's why I probably
usually there's
comedian,
the
really.
Person that's in the spotlight and the person that supports them.
Right.
That's
you
the
know.
I just judge Instagram really whatever you do. I judge that.
Like, I think it would be hard to, you know, like because you ready for your close up. I'm trying to get ready for my close up. Like I don't got time right now, sir. Like. Yeah. You see these dudes, you know these dudes be divas, girl. Fuck out of here. Give me a dude behind the scenes somewhere chilling, you know.
It would be very competitive and awkward, I think, for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I
did a comedian. I just said a person that does weird stuff. I wouldn't date a comedian, though.
You would not?
I mean, well, fuck one. I don't know if I really date one like that.
No, I was just saying, period. Somebody who just, like, you know how you have to be in the spotlight. Like, they have to do that, too. Like, they doing
but
acting
like,
or something.
No, but,
like,
you know those weird pages where people just literally just joking around all day long on social media? It's just, they work at AT&T, but they just, it's just joking. It's just all, they have no dreams. It's just all about the vibes. Like, that shit is weird to me.
But you got
to
think, AT&T is a good job. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could have worked there, but I ain't passed the drug test.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But somebody who has no goals of being, like, bigger, it's just like, this is my thing where I joke, and that's it. That's just weird to me. I think that's strange. I feel like if a girl does that, I can't really trust her.
This made me think of a random question. Precious, what was your first job? Like, your first...
Bullshit ass job. Customer service, Silver Leaf, like getting people to come out to this resort thing, like offering them a gift. You can get one of these three things if you come listen to this speech and go in on this timeshare.
You were a timeshare presenter?
On the phone, customer service. Oh, everybody was getting jobs there. Me and the homegirl rolled out there ages. Yeah. Ages. Where was it at? In Arlington, Texas, somewhere. Yeah, we rolled out. You know what? It was cool getting them checks, but I was like, this is not my life. Every job, I'm like, why am I here? Even when I was even subbing, like I had pre-K before I walked out. Like, hey, look, lunchtime.
Fuck them kids.
Four-year-olds. A bunch of four-year-olds.
You walked out of four-year-olds.
Well, at least I waited till lunch. Shit. They was calling me, Miss Hall. I had to leave. It was an emergency. I can't. They cute, but God damn, my anxiety.
You ever go on like those timeshares in Vegas? I did that one time, and I guess it's not cool to lie. I was trying to lie to get it over with, but they started believing me. I told them I was a comedian making like $150,000 touring with the biggest stars. They started doing the calculations. I'm in there like 2 hours deep. They're like, yeah. So what else? I'm like, oh yeah, well, I'm at Kevin. See, I called him Kev. And but they start bringing in higher people. Like, yeah, he want to work with you, man. Like, I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I just walk out. I'm like, yeah, thanks, guys. And I just walk. I hate timeshares. Like, that shit is just super stressful.
You went in there and had a whole show.
Because I thought, like, I could say whatever. My friend said whatever. And they let him go. But then me, I said, like.
Didn't offer you a gift.
It was $150. But
they had some good gifts.
Yeah, but no, I wanted that. That's what I wanted. But they wanted to do, like, business outside of that. And I didn't have the answers. And it was so weird. I just wanted to say that part for timeshare.
I hated every damn job. One job was calling doing surveys. One job working Nordstrom Rack picking up shoes behind bitches. I'm not the shoe picker upper. Fuck I look like.
But
fuck
you were though.
I know. I'm rocking around trying to match shoes. Hey, but that discount in North Shore. It hit. Yeah. But yeah, I was miserable.
I feel like there's some people or some comics, I'm just like, I could never imagine, like, you should be a comic. You know what I'm saying? I can never imagine you in a regular, like, 9-to-5 because your personality is just too big to be in a cubicle. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're definitely one of those comics.
You've
sure.
You've never told me that. You can see me everywhere, huh?
I'm right now.
You believe I got a job.
I can for sure see you working in accounting.
I can see Brandon for sure getting a promotion 2 weeks in.
He's a manager.
Hey, side note, look. Like, I would freaking work jobs.
Brandon got that manager energy.
It was times where I worked jobs miserable. Lonnie would call me and, like, she can hear, like, the stressfulness in my voice and she'll be laughing, like, like it's a game.
Stupid. No,
I called her like it was like 3 times where I called her. She was like, asked me, can I host or something like that? She was laughing like while I tell her while I'm going through it. She's like, yo, it's just so funny to see you.
Hilarious.
I could never imagine you. Like,
honestly, I'm grateful that I found what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. You know, my mom told me before, like, she never knew what she was supposed to do. She knew she had kids, she had to work, you know, bring food to the table. But I really am blessed. I don't take it for granted that, you know, God was like, bitch, I've been showing you this is what you're supposed to do. Go do it.
Mm-hmm. What's the goal?
Man, you know what? Honestly, the goal is just to, I don't want to be like a huge, I don't want to tour too long. You know, I want to do maybe 1 or 2, you know what I'm saying, around. And then I want to chill. Like, I don't like the hustle and bustle. I want to have my show, you know. I'm working on my show and other shows that I've created.
TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
TV, you know, wherever I'm going to sell them to. But, you know, they're going to be mine that I own. So.
Like a sitcom? Mm-hmm. Or what kind of show?
Yeah, I have a sitcom called Precious. And I thought of a comedy, we don't talk about it here. You know how people do. It'll be out tomorrow.
Hollywood like, will be like, oh, yeah.
Precious tripping again, if I say something. I'm going to shut up. But, you know, I just have stuff in the works, and I'm excited about it. You know, after you do stuff, you know, you want to, you know, I want to shine and do my thing, you know, have my show and be on other stuff. I like the acting. I really want to get into acting more. And then get behind the scenes and bring up, you know, more comics. Like, I don't want to be the one that's still wheeling my ass up here and still blocking people. You know, come on through. Shit, what you got? You know what I mean? Like, I like people. I embrace people who love it. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's the ultimate goal. I really want to chill. Like, I want to hear some shit and be like, all right, I'm out.
Hey, collect your residuals.
Right.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
Hey, Lonnie.
I wanted to rewind a little bit.
Okay.
What got you into comedy? Like, when did you make that switch full time from working at Nordstrom's and picking up shoes to, okay, I could do comedy?
2014 is when I was really like, okay, comedy, you know. I moved out here.
From Houston?
From Dallas.
From Dallas, sorry, yep.
Well, you know, I went to college in Arkansas, and then after college, I moved to California, so I was like, I'm gonna go out here and blow up right quick. And then I was out here for like 3 years, like, this shit hard. You know, I had to move back home a couple of years, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm starting to get older. Like, I'm getting close to 30. I got to get back out there. You know what I'm saying? So I came back, like, before I turned 30, and I was like, I'm going to get on TV and do something before it is. You know, I was just set goals for myself. So I did, and then I had a job at the casino, and I was doing that. Y'all know, I quit that job. I was like, I really went through the steps, too. They're like, why you leaving? I'm like, to be the star I was born to be. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you mean? Asking why I'm leaving, fool. So anyway, I left, and then, like, I was like, I'm finna do my shit full time. I'm not finna play with it. Like, 2 months later, and I had to go back to the same job.
Hey, I know it.
Imagine that walk of shame, y'all. Oh, coming back after you done brag. Like, you finna go really do some shit.
I'm
walking
gonna be a
right
star.
Back in there with these people. Like, I feel like I've been humbled so many times, too. Like, that's why I'm so, like, whatever. Cause shit, it be heavy. God will really teach you a lesson when you get to tripping, you know? So, but I think it was 2014 when I was like, you know what? I was like, it's time. I had a show, and nobody was there for me because I was out here. You know what I'm saying? So really, literally, nobody in the crowd. But it was packed, and I killed it, and I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I started really.
Is there any comedy, other comedians that kind of you feel looked out for you, cleared the way for you? Who would you give a shout-out to? If, like, a couple people that come to mind.
It's a lot, but J. Anthony Brown for sure. You know what I'm saying? He had the comedy club out here. Never turned me down for getting on that stage. You know, but called me up, like, looked out for me. I got to do the Tom Joyner cruise because of him. Like, people like him, Mike Epps let me open for him quite a few times, Corey Holcomb, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's comedians out here. Rodney Perry's a great guy, you know what I'm saying? Look out for you. Damon Williams from Chicago, love Damon. He always put me on the stuff. He had me a show in Canada. I couldn't even get in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But he tried, you know what I'm saying? And like, it's just good people. Like, you know, as much as you say it's a lot of bullshit and people, you know, steal shit and do this, like, it's still good people in it, you know, like genuinely good people. And also genuinely trash people, you know what I'm saying? But like, it's really genuinely good people who want to see you win if they see it in you. So I appreciate all those people. I know I'm forgetting people, y'all. I'm not being funny. Miss Laura, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people. Shout out to you, Steve Harvey looked out for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, people look out. Like, when they see you got something, they really look out. And that's the good thing about comedy. Like, people can say whatever they want about you, but when people see you, it's like, that's your resume. However you did that night, you know?
Facts.
Mm-hmm. So.
Man, facts. Amazing. Well, we always ask this question to all the comics that come through the Sunday Scoop. How do you want to be remembered?
I just want to be remembered as a person who just did me. Like, I did me, regardless. Like, I know, I just know I'm not like the norm. You know what I'm saying? I just know I have my own everything, and I just hope that when I leave, people will still, I don't know, enjoy the talents that I brought, you know, enjoy my work, and I'm glad that it gets to live, you know? Like, we have so many videos and clips and stuff that we've done, so I think it'll live forever. But I want to just be remembered as, like, she was always happy, or when I saw her, she was nice to me, or, you know, she was crazy. She said some crazy shit, but she was her, you know? And that's it. Like, I just, comedy has really made me happy with just being me. I don't give a fuck. I said what I said. It's my life. You don't like it? So, shit. Yeah. And what? Look, it's me. So, I'm really happy with just being able to be comfortable. You know, comedy make you vulnerable, girl. Shit, I hate this shit. That's why people trash, because they're talking about, so, it was a sunny day. Talk about your life. I'm on drugs. I like them. My mama know. Not for, not much more than we. Oh. Don't worry.
That's my time, yeah.
You'll hear about it.
Well, thank you, Precious, for coming on to the show.
No, thank y'all for having me. It was fun.
This is amazing. And this has been your Sunday Scoop. Peace.